भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam 3.4.29 Sri Shuku Vacha Brahma Shapa Padeshena Kalina Amogha Vanchitaha Sankritya Swakulam Spitam Chakshan Deham Achintayat Sri Shukuvacha Brahma Shapa Padeshena Kalina Mokavanchataha Sankritya Swakulam Spitam Chakshan deham achintayat Brahma shapa padeshena Kalina mokavanchitaha Sankritya swakulang spitam Chakshan deham achintayat Samhritya swakulam spitam Chakshan deham achintayat Sri Shukuvacha Brahma shapa padeshena Kalena mogavanchitaha Samhritya swakulam spitam Chakshan deham achintayat Sri Shukuvacha Brahma shapa padeshena Kalina mokavanchitaha Samhritya swakulam spitam Sri Shukuvacha Brahma Shapa Padeshena Kalina Mogavanchitaha Ladies, okay. Sri Shukuvacha Brahma shapa padeshena Kalena mogavanchitaha Ladies Sri Shukuvacha Brahma shapa padeshena Kalina mogavanchitaha Samhritya swakulam spitam Chakshandeham chintaya Sri Shukuvacha Brahma shapa padeshena Chakshandeham achintayat Sri Shukuvacha Sri Shukadev Goswami said, Brahmashapa, cursing by the Brahmanas, Upadeshena, on the plea, by such a show, Kalina, by the eternal time, Amogha, unfailing, Vanchitaha, one who so desires, Sanghritya, closing, Shvakulam, own family, Spitam, excessively numerous, Tyakshan, after giving up, Deham, the universal form, Achintayat, thought to himself. Sukadeva Goswami replied, My dear king, the cursing of the Brahmins was only a plea, but the actual fact was the supreme desire of the Lord. He wanted to disappear from the face of the earth after dispatching his excessively numerous family members. He thought to himself as follows. Purport. In this verse, the word chakshan is very significant in relation to Lord Sri Krishna's leaving his body. Since he is the eternal form of existence, knowledge, and bliss, his body and self are identical. Therefore, how is it possible that he would leave his body and then disappear from the vision of the world? There's a great controversy amongst the non-devotees or Mayavadis about the mysterious disappearance of the Lord. And the doubts of those men with a poor fund of knowledge have been very elaborately cleared by Srila Jiva Goswami in his Krishna Sandarbha. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Miditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sadrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Guruna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Prasabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Shukuvat Brahma Shapa Padeshena Kalena Moghavanchitaha Sanghritya Svakulang Spitam Jakshan Deham Achintayat. Srila Prabhupada brings to our attention this word chukshan. He gave up, or giving up. After giving up what? Chukshan deham, after giving up the body. So this is confusing or puzzling. How is it that Krishna gave up his body? We give up our bodies, that's easy. We have, we're spirit souls, and we have material bodies. So we give up one material body and take another or attain liberation, whatever. But we give up the body. But Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. He has an eternal, blissful body. Dehi deha vibhedo yam neshvare vidyate kuche. There's not the slightest difference between, in Krishna, between the body and the person who owns it. So how is it that he could give up his body? That's the question. And we understand that Krishna doesn't give up his eternal transcendental body. That would be contrary to what we read everywhere else. Srila Jiva Goswami, not Jiva Goswami, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives an example. Chaitra was the king. After giving up the body, he burned it. Well, how did he do that? If you gave up your body, you're not there to burn it, right? Chaitra was the king. After giving up the body, he burned it. So he said, he says that must mean we're talking about his wife's body. After giving up the body, he burned it. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. So essentially, he argues that we have to read Chakshan Dehan contextually. If we were talking about a conditioned soul giving up the body, then it's understood. It means what we usually take it to mean. But when it's applied to Krishna, it can't mean that he gave up his body, his eternal form, because it's identical with himself. So there has to be some other explanation. You can't have an explanation that's contrary to context. According to Brahma Sangita, the Lord has many forms. It is stated therein that the Lord has innumerable forms. And when he appears within the vision of the living entities, as Lord Krishna actually appeared, all such forms amalgamate with him. Besides all these infallible forms, he has his universal form, as manifested before Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Here in this verse, the word spitam is also used, which indicates that he left his gigantic universal form called the Virat Rupa, not his primeval eternal form, because there's hardly any possibility of his changing his form of Satchidananda. This simple understanding is at once realized by the devotees of the Lord. But those who are non-devotees, who perform hardly any devotional service to the Lord, either do not understand this simple fact or purposely raise a controversy to defeat the eternity of the transcendental body of the Lord. This is due to the defect called the cheating propensity of the imperfect living entities. So here, Srila Prabhupada says that he gave up not his eternal transcendental form, but the universal form, which also appears
when Krishna appears. All of the eternal forms are amalgamated within Krishna, and the universal form is also within Krishna, as we find in Bhagavad Gita in the 11th chapter. Srila Prabhupada does something interesting here with the word spitam. The spitam, in the word for word, Prabhupada gives it as excessively numerous, and he applies it to the family members of the Yadu dynasty. Samhritya swakulam spitam. He completely took away samhritya swakulam, his own family, which had become spitam, excessively numerous, excessively enlarged. But Srila Prabhupada apparently takes it, spitam chakshan deham, spitam deham. He gave up his excessively large form. Spitam deham, that gigantic form is what he gave up. Chakshan deham spitam, after giving up that excessively great form, excessively enlarged form, he was thinking to himself. By practical experience also, it is seen up to the present day that the Lord's transcendental form is worshipped by devotees in different temples. And all the devotees of the Lord factually realize that the form of the deity in the temple is non-different from the form of the Lord. This inconceivable performance of the internal potency of the Lord is described in Bhagavad Gita. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrataha. The Lord reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone. In the Padma Purana, it is said, Ata Shri Krishna namadi na bhaved grahyam indriyaihi. The name and form of the Lord cannot be perceived by the material senses. But when he appears within the vision of the mundane people, he assumes the form of the Virat Rupa. This is an additional material exhibition of form and is supported by the logic of a subject and its adjectives. In grammar, when an adjective is taken away from the subject it modifies does not change. If you saw that there, if someone said there was a red fire truck, if you take away red, the fire truck is still there. Similarly, when the Lord quits his Virat Rupa, his eternal form does not change, although there is no material difference between himself and any one of his innumerable forms. In the fifth canto, it will be seen how the Lord is worshipped in different planets in his different forms, even now, and how he is worshipped in different temples of the earth also. Though the Lord has ananta rupam, innumerable forms, one of his forms is the form of the deity in the temple, who appears to the non-devotees to be a statue. He appears to be something material. But the devotees see that there's no difference between the supposedly material form and the eternal transcendental form of the Lord. The Prabhupada said they're not fools, that they're just worshipping a statue. They're worshipping Krishna, knowing that there's no difference between the Lord and the Lord's form. Even when the Lord appears in the shape of material elements. Though similarly, the Lord is non-different from the universal form also. But the although the universal form, Prabhupada says, materials. What is it made of? It's made of the earth, the planets, the demigods, so many material things. But together they all constitute a form of the Lord. So the Lord can... for example, the iconoclasts think that if they smash the deity, now we've gotten rid of their god. But Krishna is always there. Similarly, if the universal form is given up, Krishna is still there. He can give up his universal form and still be there. Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have very elaborately explained this incident of the Lord's disappearance in their commentaries, quoting various authentic versions of Vedic literature. We purposely do not include them all here to avoid an increase in the volume of this book. The entire matter is explained in Bhagavad Gita, as quoted above. The Lord reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone. Mudhoyam na vijanati. The Lord conceals himself by his yoga maya, and so the non-devotees can't see him. Bhaktya mama vijanati. They see, but they don't see. They see the deity, but they think this is a statue. And Chaitanya, they see Lord Jagannath, they think he's a statue. But Krishna, Lord Chaitanya enters the Jagannath temple and he sees Sakshat Prajendra Nandana, the son of Nanda Maharaj himself. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone. He always keeps himself out of the vision of the non-devotees who are devoid of love and devotion. And thus he puts them still further away from the Lord. The Lord appeared on the invitation of Brahma, who prayed before the Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. And therefore, when the Lord appeared, all the forms of Vishnu amalgamated within him. And when the mission was fulfilled, all of them disintegrated from him in the usual course. So, Spitam carries with it the sense of excessively expanded, swollen. So, Krishna thought that I've come to this world and I've manifested my presence, but now it's time to go. My presence here is now excessive. So, therefore, he's going to leave this world or leave the universal form behind. Leaving behind this universal form. The Srila Prabhupada said the non-devotees, they either want to raise a controversy due to stubborn obstinacy or just a desire to fight, or they just can't understand the personality of Godhead. They're confounded. The Krishna is not so easy to understand. One has to learn the science in the parampara system. Then one has to follow. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. One has to take up the method of devotional service, following the rules and regulations under proper guidance. Then one can understand everything. Otherwise, one will be confused or bewildered. All right, are there some questions or comments? Yes.
ordinary person were present at the time when Krishna was shot in the heel, right, with the arrow, and left his body, what would they see? What would that ordinary person actually see, you know, over the next, like, 10, 15, 20 minutes, hour like that? And how should we understand that?
I assume they would see what we usually see. Someone gets hit by an arrow, they die. You know, there's some, everything shuts down, and that's it. They die. Prabhupada said that Krishna leaves this world keeping pace with the customs, the customary activities of this world. Like Krishna, he accepts a mother and father. Why does he bother with that? He doesn't need to have a mother and father, but just to keep pace with the standard of this world, he appears as the son of Nanda, Yashoda, or Devaki, Vasudeva. So he appears to leave like an ordinary person. In one sense, Prabhupada says, to bewilder the materialist. Yes, I'm an ordinary person. But the devotees will see differently. Is that okay?
Yeah. So that body's not actually Krishna. I mean, does Krishna leave
or
a fake,
like,
body?
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Does Krishna leave a fake body there? Or, because, you know, I mean,
Does Krishna leave a fake body there? No, not as far as I know. But the materialists will see something. I don't know what they'll see. Just like Prabhupada left this world, the materialists will see, yeah, the Swami died. And the devotees will see, Srila Prabhupada went back to Krishna. It's a question of vision. For the materialist, he died. And for the devotee, he went back to Godhead. Materialists can't see what Godhead, what is this Godhead? He went back, I didn't see anything. The devotees will see. By devotion and by transcendental knowledge.
I understand that point, but my confusion is that,
what,
at least in the case of Prabhupada,
for people to see.
In the case of Prabhupada, we make a distinction between Prabhupada's vapu and his spiritual form. But from what I understood from what you were saying in the beginning of the class, and, you know, the references you made, there's no distinction between Krishna's form and he himself. So,
so what did Krishna leave there?
What did Krishna leave there?
I don't know. The main thing we hear that he left is the universal form. What else did he leave for the materialist to see? I don't know. Sorry. Let me just think if I know anything else about that. No. Go ahead, Amit.
Hare Om. Hare Krishna. So, when Krishna appeared in this universe, he appeared all other incarnation of Krishna, all other forms of Krishna merge into him. Mm-hmm. So, in the same way, I mean, in the same time, Krishna performed his pastimes in other universes. You know, like sun is moving, you know, one point of time is here, there, so it's going on, you know, one, another. My understanding is it true, then, you know, pastimes is going on just here, like maybe 5 minutes. In another universe, maybe 4 minutes or 6 minutes is going on. So in the same time, something is going on in similar, same past times. So my question is, what about other incarnation of Krishna who are also in some other part of the universe in the same time, I suppose, For example, if Ramachandra is just I can finish.
What
if
what's your question about them?
My question is for example, Ramachandra's form is in a form of Krishna when he was here. So what's going on with Lord Ramachandra's personal form in some other universe in the same time? There is still some pastimes in Ramachandra is going somewhere, okay. I understand.
So Krishna is going from universe to universe as the sun is going through the sky. So, and all the forms of Vishnu are amalgamated within Krishna. So what's going on with Ramchandra when Krishna is appearing
in some other universe?
In some other universe.
When he's performing his pastimes. If he's...
Mm-hmm. Okay, as far as I... Okay, I guess I get that question. This is not problematic. We think that if Vishnu is within Krishna, he's not anywhere else. If Ramchandra is within Krishna, then he's not anywhere else. Just like who was it was thinking? Kamsa. That I don't have to worry about Vishnu because he's in the heart of all living entities and he can't come out. So materially, if I'm in Los Angeles, I'm not in Tucson. If I'm in Tucson, I'm not in Los Angeles. But Krishna, he can be in Los Angeles, he can be in Tucson, he can be in New York. And all of the various forms are similarly unrestricted. It doesn't put a restriction on Lord Ramchandra that, well, wait a second, Krishna's in such and such place, so I have to be there in his body. I can't be someplace. No, no such restriction. Ananta Rupam, his forms are beyond limits. And that's achintya, inconceivable. And we can't do that. But Krishna, for him, it's not a problem at all. Is that okay? Okay. Yes.
So I just had a question regarding the purport and the question I've had for a while. So part of the purport says, he always keeps himself out of the vision of the non-devotees who are devoid of love and devotion, and thus he puts them still further away from the Lord. So this reminds me of a verse in the Bhagavad Gita where, I don't know the Sanskrit, but Krishna says something along the lines that for the envious, he casts them into...
Tanaham drishata puran sangsareshu naradhama shupam yadrishrama shupam ashri shveva yonishu apanam... What is that? Ashri shveva yonishu. Then apanam... To yantya damam gitam. Mam aprapyaiva kontiya tato yantya damam gitam. Asrim yonim apanna mudha janmini janme. Mam aprapyaiva. Those who are demonic, I continually thrust down into the lower regions of existence. They take birth in demonic families again and again, so they never attain me. Yes.
So... I've heard this from devotees, but I've never read this in Prabhupada's books or heard it in a lecture. It may be there, but I haven't listened to all the lectures or read all the letters. But I've heard devotees say that eventually everybody in the material world goes back to Godhead. But according to that verse, Prabhupada says perpetually cast them into lower species. So... is there eternal damnation for some living entities who are continuously rejecting Krishna? Can they be perpetually in the material world for the rest of eternity?
Is there eternal damnation for the living entities who turn away from Krishna? Let's look at that verse. Asarim yonim apan. Tanaham drishata kuran sangsareshu naradhamam kshipami ajasam ashupam ashri shveva yonishu. Asrim yonim apana mudha janmani janmani mam prapyaiva. There's no forever there as far as I can see. Mam aprapya, without attaining me, Mama Prabhu, Tato Yantu, they go down. And Janmani Janmani, again and again, birth after birth. Someone has a Bhagavad Gita handy. You can look and see if there's something in the word for word that says forever or 16. It's like around toward the end of the 16th chapter. Hey. Thank you, too. Anahamdushtakuran. Adishram. Perpetually. Let's take a look at that. Let's see what's going on. Yeah. Adhistra means perpetually. Adhistra. Perpetually. Adhistra. Adhistra. Yeah, Ajastram, perpetually. As far as I understand from elsewhere in Prabhupada's books, what you've heard is right, that it's not that there's a perpetual, inescapable, fixed damnation. But I throw them down again and again, janmani, janmani. Again and again, I put them into lower species. So mama prapyaiva, adamam gatim, they go to the lowest destinations. That's pretty bad. They can go down into the lower species of life. They can go down into demonic families again and again and again and again. So then where are you? You're nowhere. Not absolutely nowhere, but you're, as we say of a person, this guy's nowhere, which means like way down. So this is the position, and it's fair. What do you expect? Where do you expect to the demonic, despotic, vicious political heads of state who exterminate people wholesale? What do you expect them to get? 20 years and a commuted sentence for good behavior? Right? They deserve it. Like, the victims would say nothing is too much for him. So they go down and down and down and down again and again and again and again. But as far as I understand, it's not literally that they can, and they can never come up again. Just as we hear that the demigods are immortal. Amar, they're called Amar. Deathless. So what does it mean? It means they live so long that it might as well be forever from our point of view. But then still, we hear that they have to meet destruction. Abrahma bhuvanalo punarvartin arjuna. Even if you're Brahma,
Is that okay?
Yeah. So, but I understand that it doesn't literally mean for every soul who is cast in a lower species is perpetually damned. But is it possible for some souls to never go back to Godhead if they continually not surrender to Krishna?
As long as you don't surrender, you're not going to go back.
Yeah.
The living entities who turn away from Krishna are eternally conditioned, which means forever. There's a good example, another use of eternal. We're called eternally conditioned. Does that mean we can't go back to Godhead? No, we can. But as long as you hold to the status quo, you're going to stay down here. Right? So eternally conditioned, unless you become eternally liberated. Or unless you become liberated. So as long as we turn away from Krishna, we're going to be conditioned. And as soon as we turn toward Krishna, liberated. So these demons, they're again and again and again and again, down, 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 down. But still it's not inescapable. Somehow if they get mercy from a pure devotee, something.
Hare Krishna. Savarna Bindu Prabhu has a question. What's the question? When Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda won the universe, when they left, did they take the whole world back to Godhead with them?
When Lord Chaitanya left the universe, did he take the whole world back to God? That was discussed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt said, please deliver all the living beings in this universe. And if you think they're too sinful, then transfer their sins to me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, already liberated. Already liberated. By the chanting of the holy name. So we hear sometimes that everyone is liberated by the mercy. But even Mahaprabhu told Vasudev Dutt, but this universe is like one bag and a seed in a... One mustard seed in a bag of mustard seeds. There will always be conditioned souls to somewhere. There will always be those who are reluctant or unwilling to serve Krishna. They have to stay in Maya. Was there something, Nakatma Prabhu? Okay, so we will end in obedience to the clock. Thank you all. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Adrastram.